So, Coffee Mama Jumbo is putting her nose and her lips to the test with the Guatemalan specialty coffee from Grower's Cup. The coffee in a bag to go, in a paper bag. Quite amazing, really. And I will say the first extraction or the first cup that I poured after 5 minutes of brewing is, they both cooled down now. So I did 5 minutes and 8 minutes. They've cooled down. So 52.6°C, which is very nice for me. I think that's a really nice temperature to get flavor through. Obviously not to scald your tongue, because then you're going to lose all your taste buds immediately, which you don't want to do. So I will say the one that I brewed 5 minutes might be a bit not enough, because there's some flavors coming through, but it's a bit too watery. So, and again, that's not being unfair. That's just, you know, if you want a really mild coffee that's not really giving you any indication of a bit of a bite or a bit of a coffee. And in fact, the Guatemalan is a smooth coffee anyway, but it just, you know, it's fruity, it's nice, but it's too watery. I mean, it's you can't really be as discerning on it than to really kind of get flavors through, because it's just too watery. The other one, even in, of course, you can see already the color. I mean, the pour was nice, it was kind of cloudy, which you'd like to achieve in a filter coffee, like in an AeroPress, for example. A bit of cloudiness is good. So the one that's extracted 8 minutes is really a lovely coffee that you can very well equate to producing a coffee in a French press, which is, of course, what Ulrich set out to do. That's the closest competition that he is happy to compete against or with. And, of course, the innovation of having a coffee like this on the go, where you don't need to have a French press on you, is what makes it appealing. And I will say that the bags themselves, I mean, they are lovely. And the literature on the back, I mean, he's really gone through a lot of trouble sourcing good coffee. And like I mentioned yesterday, he's actually got his own roastery. So he's got a lady roaster whose name escapes me now, who roasts all his coffees. And he really swears by her. He says that she is amazing, and that she is also an excellent, excellent barista. So he's got a good person there as well. Now, this coffee, because I'm reading at the back, it's a Guatemalan Antigua. Antigua Valley is one of Guatemala's oldest and most recognized coffee regions. The valley is known for its three volcanoes, Agua, Acetenango, and Fuego. The volcanoes provides optimal condition for coffee growing, which also characterizes this coffee. The Antigua coffees are generally well-known and highly rated coffees. That is very true. This Antigua coffee has an exquisite flavor of bitter dark chocolate, followed by a pleasant floral sweetness of jasmine. Ooh, can I really detect all of this? All I can say, the mouthfeel of the one that I brewed longer is nice, envelops the tongue nicely. Not very much bitterness, not so much chocolate. Sweetness, yes, I would go with that. And, of course, these are 100% Arabica beans. That goes without saying. The variety is a bourbon. We don't know what kind of bourbon. There's red bourbon, yellow bourbon, orange bourbon. The processing is a washed coffee, strictly hard grown, it says. So it's at 1,500 meters. And as we know from yesterday, there's 26 grams in there. And I added 500 milliliters, so half a liter of water. Now, really, having it brewed longer and to perfect temperature now, it is very, very pleasant. I can't say anything other than that. There is a really lovely fruity kind of fruitiness. I wouldn't say the chocolate is there. No, not chocolate is not there at all. But there's a lovely, pleasant fruitiness. So brew it longer, I'd say, and you'll get a nice cup of coffee anywhere on the go. Fancy climbing the Kilimanjaro? Take it with you. It's flat. Use some, you can even use some snow, because I've seen a video. Go on the website. Go on the growerscup.com website. All sorts of information there for you.